USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, making his first public remarks about the investigation since it began 2 years ago, outlining the sweeping efforts, he says, that Russia conducted to influence and impact the 2016 presidential election. Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so. And Mueller says he won't be testifying at any hearings because
any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report.
USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
The abortion battle continues across America, especially in the southern states, where Louisiana lawmakers are now set to vote on a bill perhaps as soon as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected by doctors. And the bill presented by a Democrat doesn't include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says she has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years.
Those laws have to come before my Department of Justice for a review and approval, and until we determine that they are constitutional, they will not take effect.
Another round of tornadoes, this time striking Kansas and Missouri, and that severe weather is now moving eastward and could affect the mid-Atlantic states later today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti was in two courtrooms yesterday pleading not guilty to federal charges. In the first case, the attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels entered a not guilty plea for allegedly stealing $300,000 from Daniels. And then in a separate charge, he pleaded not guilty to trying to extort $20 million from Nike.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
It was just about a year ago that Avenatti was considering a run for the White House. President Trump taking heat from two Republican congressmen over siding with a North Korean dictator while blasting a Democratic candidate for president while he was in Japan. Peter King of New York and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois say it was wrong to agree with Kim Jong-un in taking a shot at the former VP Joe Biden. The North Korean leader had called Biden a low IQ idiot, while Trump agreed, calling Biden a low IQ individual. The mayor of a New Mexico town has issued a cease and desist order to a private group that's been building a wall against the Mexican border, or along it, I should say. The order was issued yesterday by the Democratic mayor of Sunland Park, just north of El Paso, after it was determined that the group did not have the proper permits for construction. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.